Test 65, Section 3, Question 13. Here we're looking for an assumption that's required by the argument. It says reducing class size. So the educator says reducing class sizes would require hiring more teachers. So smaller class sizes need more teachers. However, there's already a shortage of qualified teachers in the region. So there's already a shortage of teachers, which would be a problem. Although students receive more individualized instruction when classes are smaller, education suffers when teachers are underqualified. So, yeah, they get more attention, but the education suffers when they're underqualified. Therefore, reducing class sizes in our district would probably not improve overall student achievement. Now, here, I kind of felt like the gap was they went from education suffering to overall student achievement, assuming that education equals student achievement. And I was like, well, okay, that kind of makes an assumption. So that was what I saw first pass. Now, we're going to go through and look at what happened in the answer choices. So that was the assumption or the gap that I saw was the jump from education to overall student achievement. So it says class sizes in the district should be reduced only if doing so would improve overall student achievement. Well, we don't have to assume that class sizes should or shouldn't. It's just saying what would happen or wouldn't happen. So it's not about a should, shouldn't, it's what will or won't. At least some qualified teachers in the school district would be able to improve overall achievement if their classes were reduced. Well, we don't have to assume that some teachers would be able to do it. In fact, they're saying we aren't going to get a bump in the student improvement or student achievement. Students place a greater value on having qualified teachers than on having smaller classes. We don't have to assume anything about what the students want, just about what the outcome would be. Then D, hiring more teachers would not improve the achievement of any students in the school district if most or all of the teachers were underqualified. This one seems like it's okay, but it says would not improve overall student achievement. And we don't have to assume that it wouldn't improve the achievement of any of the students. And also it's saying if most or all of them were underqualified. And we don't know that most or all of them would be. We just know that at least some of them would be. And so I didn't like anything so far. And then I hit E. Qualified teachers could not be persuaded to relocate in significant numbers to the region to take teaching jobs. And all of a sudden I went, oh, wait a minute. I didn't even think about that gap because it just said there is a currently, it doesn't say currently, but it says there is a shortage of qualified teachers in the region. And it's assuming that we can't fix that. If you're saying reducing class sizes would not improve overall achievement, that was operating on the assumption that we would have to be hiring unqualified teachers when maybe smaller class sizes would make teachers want to come there. And so you would have more qualified teachers. And so E ended up being the correct answer. And I picked it partially because I had thrown out all of the other things. And so E is going to be our correct one.